All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Okay, so some serious money coming from the Defense Department, fueling entrepreneurs and innovators, and that's the usual way of getting funding. But it turns out there's a new way of getting money, and WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman, is here to explain. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Manoush.
Talk to me. I want to start a business. Show me the money.
Well, the new thing that's happened is that the SEC has finally gotten around to passing the rules that will end what's called the ban on general solicitation, or this advertising ban, for hedge funds, for venture capital firms, for private companies or startups who want to go out and try and raise money.
In the past, what do you mean, general solicitation?
Well, so in the past, you had to be a publicly traded company, and you could go out and buy stock in the company. If you were private, if you were a hedge fund, if you were a startup, I couldn't come to you and say, hey, do you want to invest in my company? I'll give you equity. I'll give you shares in my company. There were a lot of restrictions on it, and basically the SEC has made changes to this rule. And so now companies can put out ads, they could send emails, you could start a company and create a Facebook page and say, hey, people, you want to invest in my company? You know, send me the money.
Huh. Okay. So why'd this come about?
Well, so this has to do with something that was passed about a year ago. It's called the Jobs Act. And the intent of the law when it was passed by Congress and signed by the president was to make it easier for companies to raise money. And then thereby they could grow and they could hire more people. But the SEC has been responsible for passing the actual rules. It's taken them a really long time. They've finally gotten around to it. And the thing is, we're talking about you can invest in it. You have to be what's called a qualified investor or an accredited investor.
All right. So who
the fine, the fine print.
Who is a so-called qualified investor?
Well, you have to have at least $1 million in net worth. You have to have a lot of money, or you have to have an annual income above $200,000. So we're talking a small group of people here.
Right.
I mean, by some estimates, it's maybe only about 7 to 8% of households. But the thing about it is the obligation is on the company to make sure that you, Manoush, can actually invest with me. So I could maybe look at your tax returns, right? Mm-hmm. I have to try and do a legitimate job to make sure you can invest in me. But, you know, that's where some of the worry is that will that actually be done, and could this open it up to problems down the road?
You mean like scams?
Exactly. I mean, the worry here is that this law was originally put in place, you know, over 80 years ago during the Great Depression. And the idea was we want to prevent scams. We want to prevent people from losing their money. And the worry is that this accredited investor description hasn't been updated for many, many years. So people make a lot more money now than they did 30 years ago when they
made people.
Some people. Uh-huh. I mean, it's still a lot of money. But, you know, the big worry is not only could there be scams, people trying to steal you of your money, but there just may be really bad investments out there. And if you're not sophisticated, if you're not a full-time investor and you think your Uncle Joe's company sounds good and here's, you know, $10,000 – that might actually be a horrible investment.
I feel like people have been doing that before, though, right? Like, didn't you always say, like, I'm going to start this business and let's...
Well, people could give you money before. I mean, there are rules and regulations about that. But this is actually getting a stake in the company. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's one part of the Jobs Act that still hasn't been addressed, and that's crowdsourcing. That you could actually, instead of like Kickstarter, you know, here's $500 and in return you get a copy of my book or you get a mug or a T-shirt. This would be you'd actually get some investment in the company. The SEC has to make a ruling on this because that was part of the Jobs Act that hasn't gone into effect yet. So that's another part that's out there that's for the unaccredited investor, the average person.
I mean, how much is this sort of Washington catching up with the way that business is being done? A lot of it in the tech sector, entrepreneurs, innovators, all those people.
It's the exact reason why they wanted to pass this rule, to sort of say, look, we're not 1933. Like, the way companies go about operating now is very different. And that there are all sorts of platforms and different ways to try and raise money. We have to update it. And that's what the attempt to do with this passing of this law is. So I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, everyone from you could be a theatrical producer and you want to go out and try and find some more investors. You could put an ad in the New York Times now. You could be a startup company based in New York, but you don't know anybody in Chicago or you don't know anybody in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's wealthy people there. So if you're able to put a national ad out or do something on Facebook,
you might put on a show.
Or you could get your startup company going.
Cool. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
I'll see you back at our desk.
See you at the desk.
Did you pack your lunch today?
I already ate it.
You already ate it?
Hungry.
Oh, shoot. I didn't bring mine today. I think I need to go out and get some.
Oh, maybe if you do a startup, I can help fund a little
bit
of it.
Cool. Thanks.